All right, welcome to the Town of Bolton Board of Selectmen meeting, accounts payable Tuesday, July 15th, 2025, 6 p.m. at the Bolton Town Hall and on Zoom. I'd like to first call the meeting to order. And second, I'd like to, is there any public comment on matters not appearing on the agenda? I'm not seeing anybody here, anybody online? Nope. Moving on to number three, consider an act on the accounts payable.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I'd like to make a motion that we accept the accounts payable in the first section for $229,063.
And 7 seconds.
Is there any discussion? Yes.
Page four. CDW government. What is the ViewSonic view board for 2,790?
The one you just looked at.
That's this thing?
The one over at Natural.
Oh, the one at Natural. Okay. All right. Thank you. Okay. Page 10. The Gowanus, it actually starts on page 9. Gowan's Night Company starts on page 9, goes on to 10. The two entrants there, 4,600, 16,005, they're identical entrants. So I would just like to know, like, why are they the same, and are these how much is the DOT testing out of that amount, and is that done every year on every piece of equipment that we have? So there's a bunch of questions there.
So if you look at So the only thing that's on page 9 for Gowan's Night is their title.
Yep, I know.
There's no charges
right.
for them
page appearing. 10.
So on page 10, you've got the 4676.96, and that's for fuel tank replacement and a DOT test for the pump. So that's for both a fuel tank replacement and a DOT test.
Okay, then what's this next line? It looks identical to me. It reads maintenance on apparatus, pumping, DOT test, and T-134 fuel tank replacement. Both lines read the same thing.
Well, they're two different amounts, so I don't know why that is.
Same purchase order.
Right. That's a lot for instead of fuel tank, only grand.
Replacement in the taxes.
I can't answer your question. I'll have to get back to you.
So do you think that we should not approve that tonight? I mean, does it look amiss enough so that we shouldn't approve that $20,000 item?
A lot. Yeah, I don't know what there should be a better descriptor there.
Yeah, at some point I would like to know what the DOT testing breakout is and whether we have to do that on every piece of fire apparatus that we have. So again, my question is, should we not approve these two items here if we don't know what we're approving?
We're going to meet in 2 weeks, right?
Right, it would be 2 weeks.
At this point, Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I'll withdraw my motion. And I would make a new motion if I have my seconder agrees.
Mm-hmm. And you're gone.
Mr. Chairman, I would make a motion that we accept the budget of $229,063 minus $21,222.78 to be reviewed and brought back in 2 weeks to the board on the maintenance on apparatus pumping and DOT testing under two lines with the purchase order number 250158.
I will second if that's necessary.
Yep. Is there any additional discussion?
I have a couple more. Page 12, this is more just a comment. It's under Josh Sawtell's EMT code one EMT class. It's for $1,375. I can understand that maybe an EMT class costs that much, but I just wonder whether we had had this discussion before about whether there is any effort being made to make sure that people who are, that the town is paying that much money for to have, get the EMT certification. Is there any assurance that they're going to stay? Or, you know, because otherwise we're spending almost $1,400 for somebody who then could just go and take those skills and that certification somewhere else. So that's more of a comment that came to mind. I'm not questioning.
Yeah, one of the issues is everyone that takes it stays with the department. For how long is, you know, could be 1 year, 2 years, 5 years. It really, it depends on change of lifestyle, somebody moves, or you know, they may, if they become a professional firefighter somewhere,
mm-hmm.
they'll go somewhere. So this, it is difficult to really guarantee any significant length. All I can say is this: by experience, people who have gone through this process, have been with the department for a while, and there's been a continuation of at least 2 years. So,
mm-hmm.
and most of them far beyond that. But
well,
there's no,
but
there's
I
no
mean,
way.
Is there, could we say that paying for this fee is contingent upon staying for at least 2 years or something?
Well,
like
if you
that?
Want, if you want to do something, you'd have to create a reimbursement situation. You pay it, and then if you leave,
uh-huh.
you owe us,
yeah,
something like that. I mean, something you may want to take a look at.
Okay.
But that's,
I think
right now, it's, I mean, that's probably the best way, because you have to pay, because
I think we struggle enough to get people to,
well, that's the problem, it's difficult.
I don't think we want to make more obstacles.
No, it's tough,
but we also don't want people leaving. And I know, and Bob, you said so far,
but how many people have we got that moved in that already had the certification?
Right.
So, you know, we're
don't pay them,
people,
don't pay them
people who typically it's somebody who moves, or, you know, For me, I mean, I had my certification. I was a, you know, EMT for active EMT for almost 10 years, but my job here took precedence over that, and so I just, you know, I couldn't keep it up anymore. So
I'll give you another example of how they work. We've had college students who've done this. So when they're in college, they're there. When they're back, they're here running with the department. They're doing the EMT thing. So in that 4 year period, you had that one person 4 years. Well, at the end of college, who knows where they're going?
Well, 4 years is a good,
that's,
long
that's a
time.
Good
you know, I'm
I'm
thinking
just
of people who might be here
is,
just to get the
certification
and then leave.
What I might ask is the chief can give me a good some good data on what's your turnaround missing? And,
mm-hmm.
you know, just yeah. It was a question I was asking. Could you provide us with that data? And I think you'll be pleasantly surprised with that.
Good, I hope so. Good, thank you for that.
And Josh Sotel happened to get a couple of awards this past year for
nice.
His service. The number of calls he's been on, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Nice,
so.
Great.
Well, he's more than earned that $1,300 in a year.
Well, and I appreciate anybody who goes through the process. It's not that. It's the next step. Is there, you know, I express myself. We can go on. Page 13, there are some reimbursements to Matthew Pereira. And I also noticed that there is, on page one, there were some reimbursements to Ashley Pereira that are kind of similar, like they're supplies. And I'm just wondering whether, are they town employees? And, the Matthew Pereira one, the first one is a $1,400 reimbursement for pens, keychains, coloring sets, etc., event supplies. So it's just not something that's come up before. It seems like that one seems like kind of a big number. And then there's the two different Pereiras with
real. Well, they are husband and wife.
Okay.
And she used his credit card to purchase things for the SOR grant and amplify. So these are monies that they're being reimbursed for supplies that they bought for the local prevention council.
Oh, okay. This SOR, what does that stand for?
That's from the SOR funding. That's a grant. I don't know what SOR stands for, but it is a grant of money that we received on behalf of the local prevention council.
Okay.
And so those are reimbursements for supplies that they bought. So they, when they hold public events, they do some little giveaways. Like one of the things they give away that's very useful is they give away this little medicine box to get rid of old medicines.
Oh yeah.
So they do things like that for the local prevention council.
Okay. All right. Good. Thanks. And my last question is, on page 16, Stanford Wrecking, it's $106,000 bill. Are we still on budget?
We are.
Okay, great. Good. That's it for my questions. Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions?
Oh, just that site's looking pretty good. I see him working on that, the parapet to finish that.
Yeah, I weren't sure they were going to stop before our meeting started today, but they did just in time.
All in
Could
favor?
Could I clarify who seconded? I apologize.
Tim Sadler.
Oh, Tim.
Thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. That's six yes, one absent. And does somebody have a motion for the second?
I have a motion, Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
That we accept on page 9 of the second document the amount of $278,030.91.
There a second?
I will second the motion.
It's Tim Sadler again. Any discussion? No discussion. Any discussion over here? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? That's six yes, one absent. Consider an act on budget transfers. So we'll move on to approval of meetings, June 24th, 2025.
To approve these?
Yeah.
Sure. I'll move to approve those minutes.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Bob Moore, a second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Abstain.
Abstain.
That's 1, 2, 3, 4. Yes, 2 abstain and 1 absent.
Sawyer and Sadler.
Sawyer and Sadler abstain.
Thank you.
Next is the July 1st, 2025 meeting.
I would make a motion to accept the minutes of July 1.
Tim Sadler makes a motion.
I'll second.
Glenn Marion seconds. Any discussion? Yes.
I have one. In the under new business, A, that sentence reads, and a new date for the election of taxes. I think that word election should have been collection of taxes, but I don't think election of taxes was what was intended there.
Finance committee setting a temporary note.
Where is that again?
It's 4A.
4A.
4A. Okay.
Thank you.
That makes sense, Glenn.
Yeah, new day.
Must be collection.
Collection. Yeah, it should be collection.
Yep. So with that correction, is there any other discussion? We're changing election to collection. To collection.
Yeah, I need that.
Okay.
Okay. Any other comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. That's
six. Abstain.
That's five yes. Pam abstains. And Amanda is absent. And moving on to number 6.
I make a motion that we adjourn.
Is there a second?
Second.
Tim seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
We do have an announcement.
6 yes, 1 absent. Meeting adjourned.
That was Pam who moved it?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
We have the excitement to announce that we have a new baby.
Oh.
Amanda and Kawan had a new baby on the 5th of
July.
Named by the name of Micah,
MYCAH. Congratulations.
Congrats.
Yay. How exciting.
And they were here today. I
really?
Got to see them all.
They came here?
Yeah.
I know they voted, but they were here too.
Yep, they stopped in.
Oh, good.
Oh, wow. Obviously, must be doing well.
He's doing well.
Great.
Okay, thank you all for coming.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Go vote.
Next.